Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. This time, we're going to be talking about something pretty interesting, kindergarten teachers using ChatGPT.
Yeah, it's not what you usually think about when you think about AI.
Yeah, no, not at all. And what's really amazing is they're not just using it, they're really liking it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we're going to dive into a recent study today from the Journal of Educational Technology and Innovation. And it's all about how these kindergarten teachers over in China are actually using ChatGPT to help them with lesson planning.
Okay.
So, you're a kindergarten teacher, you've got to design these STEM lessons
Yeah.
that'll keep these 5-year-olds engaged.
Right.
Could AI be the answer?
Yeah, could be.
So tell me a little about this study. Who are these teachers?
Okay, so the study took place in May 2024.
Okay.
They had 105 kindergarten teachers from Wenzhou City in China.
Okay.
And these weren't just, teachers fresh out of school. More than half of them had been teaching for over 10 years.
Wow.
And most of them had at least a bachelor's degree. So they had quite a bit of experience under their belt.
Yeah, so these are seasoned educators,
Yes, very much so.
not necessarily, tech wizards or anything.
Right.
So what did they think about using ChatGPT? What were their thoughts on this whole AI thing?
Well, this is where it gets really interesting. Their acceptance was overwhelmingly positive, like really positive.
Like, how positive are we talking?
Well, 93.4% of these teachers said that using ChatGPT actually made their lesson plans better.
Wow.
Yeah. And 95.2% said it made the whole planning process so much more efficient.
Those are some pretty impressive numbers.
They are.
I would have thought that maybe some teachers would be hesitant, maybe even a little afraid that the AI would replace them or
Oh,
something.
yeah, that's a common concern for sure.
Yeah.
But it seems like these teachers saw ChatGPT as more of a partner than a threat, In fact, 95.2% said that they would actually recommend it to their colleagues.
Wow, that's a strong endorsement.
Yeah, they were very happy with it.
So what was it about ChatGPT that they found so helpful? What made them so enthusiastic about it?
Well, the study digs into a few reasons. One big one was just how easy it was to use. Even the teachers who weren't super comfortable with technology found it to be pretty user-friendly.
Makes sense. If something's too complicated, people just aren't going to use it.
Exactly. Another really important factor was how useful they found it.
Okay.
The teachers said ChatGPT helped them find relevant scientific information super quick and come up with all sorts of creative ideas for activities.
Well.
And they could even adjust those activities to match the different learning levels of the kids in their
Oh,
classrooms.
wow. So it wasn't just like a one-size-fits-all kind of thing.
Not at all. It was very flexible.
Okay.
And that's a huge help for kindergarten teachers, right? I mean, they have to cover so many different subjects, and there's such a range of learning styles in one classroom.
Absolutely, yeah.
And on top of that, they were really happy with the quality of the content that ChatGPT generated. Over 90% said that the difficulty level and how relevant the information was were perfect for their needs.
So easy to use, helpful, generates good content. No wonder they were so impressed.
Right?
But you mentioned something earlier about self-efficacy.
Oh, yeah.
What's that all about?
Okay, so this is where it gets even more interesting. The study actually found that using ChatGPT made the teachers feel more confident in their ability to design good lesson plans.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not what I would have guessed. I would have thought that relying on AI might make some teachers feel like they weren't as capable,
Yeah, I can see how you'd think that.
Yeah.
But this study suggests the opposite. One teacher even said that using ChatGPT made her feel like her teaching was more professional, and it gave her the confidence to tackle STEM topics that she wasn't so sure about before.
So it's almost like ChatGPT is giving them a boost, helping them to reach new levels and feel more sure of themselves.
Exactly. And that newfound confidence can only lead to even more creative and engaging lessons for the kids.
Yeah, it's a win-win situation.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of the kids, did the study look at all into how they felt about learning with the help of AI?
They did. They looked at the kids' learning attitudes, and it was overwhelmingly positive. Almost all the teachers said that using ChatGPT in their lesson planning made learning more interesting and engaging for their students.
That's great to hear. It really sounds like this could be a game changer for early childhood education.
Yeah.
But were there any concerns at all that the teachers raised about using ChatGPT?
It's interesting. A lot of the teachers emphasized that it was important to use ChatGPT thoughtfully.
Okay.
Not just rely on it blindly. They felt strongly that they needed to keep using their own critical thinking skills and make sure the AI was being used ethically and responsibly.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's important for educators to stay in control,
Yeah.
not the technology take over.
Absolutely. It's all about finding that balance.
Right.
Using AI as a tool to enhance their expertise, not replace it.
So overall, it seems like a pretty positive picture. But I'm guessing there were some limitations to this study.
Oh, of course, every study has its limitations, right?
Mm-hmm.
This one's no exception. The sample size was relatively small.
Okay.
And it was focused on one specific region in China. So we can't really say for sure that these findings would apply everywhere.
Right. Those are important things to keep in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Any other limitations they mentioned?
Yeah, one more. The study relied on what the teachers themselves said about their experiences, which isn't always completely objective, you know?
Oh, right. Yeah.
It would be really interesting to see some future studies, maybe ones that include things like classroom observations to get a more complete picture.
Yeah, that's a good point. It would be fascinating to see how these findings hold up in different cultures and educational settings.
Absolutely. And it's important to remember that this study is just a snapshot in time.
Right.
Technology is always changing. New AI tools are popping up all the time. So who knows what the educational landscape will look like in a few years?
It's exciting and a little scary all at the same time, isn't it?
It is. But at least this study gives us a little peek into the possibilities.
Yeah.
And the potential for AI to really transform education.
And it's not just about science and math, right? I mean, the implications of this study go way beyond STEM subjects.
Exactly. If AI can have such a positive impact on kindergarten teachers, think about the possibilities for all subjects and grade levels.
It's mind-boggling when you really think about it. What does all this mean for the role of the teacher in the future?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yep.
And I don't think anyone has a definitive answer just yet. But what this study suggests is that AI isn't necessarily about replacing teachers. It's more about giving them a really powerful tool to work with.
Hmm. Like a co-pilot, maybe? Helping teachers navigate the increasingly complex world of education.
I like that analogy. It frees up teachers to focus on what they do best.
Yeah.
Building relationships, nurturing creativity, and those essential human skills that AI can't replicate.
It's not about replacing teachers. It's about making them even better.
Exactly. And that means we need to be open to new ways of thinking about teaching and learning. We need to be willing to experiment, adapt, and constantly learn alongside our AI partners.
It's like we're all students in this brave new world of AI-powered education.
Absolutely. And you know, that's actually a great segue into another really interesting aspect of the study. It wasn't just the teachers who were learning. The researchers themselves actually learned quite a bit from watching how these kindergarten teachers interacted with ChatGPT.
Oh, that's interesting. So it's not just a one-way street. The AI is actually learning from the teachers, too.
In a way, yes. By seeing how the teachers used and adapted ChatGPT's suggestions, the researchers were able to figure out ways to make the AI even better,
huh.
More specifically tailored to the needs of educators.
So it's like a two-way street, a collaborative process.
Exactly.
Both the AI and the teachers are learning and growing together.
That's crucial because AI is only as good as the data it's trained on, right? And how it's actually being used. The more we can get educators involved in developing and using these AI tools, the better those tools will become.
That's like a true partnership between humans and AI.
Yeah.
All working together to make education better for everyone.
I love that way of putting it. It really highlights how important it is to approach AI with a sense of collaboration, not competition. When we work together, we can use the strengths of both humans and AI to create amazing learning experiences.
So what are the main takeaways from our deep dive into AI and kindergarten teachers?
Hmm.
What should our listeners be thinking about?
Well, first and foremost, it's clear that this AI revolution in education is happening right now.
Yeah.
It's not some far-off futuristic concept anymore. It's happening in kindergarten classrooms as we speak.
It's definitely eye-opening to see how quickly AI is being embraced in unexpected places.
Mm-hmm.
What else should our listeners take away from this?
The second takeaway is that it really challenges our preconceived notions about who uses AI and who benefits from it. It's not just, you know, tech experts or computer science students. It's everyday educators finding real value in these tools.
That's a really important point.
Mm.
And what's the third big takeaway?
The third, and maybe the most important, is that we need to think about AI as a collaborative partner.
Mm.
When humans and AI work together, we can achieve some truly remarkable things in education and beyond.
Those are some great takeaways. This has been such a fascinating deep dive. But before we wrap up, is there anything else you think our listeners should consider? Any final thoughts you'd like to leave them with?
I think the biggest takeaway is that this is just the beginning. This study raises so many questions about the future of education. How will AI continue to shape teaching and learning? What new opportunities and challenges will it bring? It's really exciting to think about.
It makes you wonder what the classroom of the future will look like, doesn't it?
It does. And that brings us to our final thought for you, dear listener. If AI can empower even kindergarten teachers, what other unexpected areas of our lives might it impact in the future?
It's a question worth thinking about for sure, and one we'll definitely be revisiting as AI continues to evolve. Thanks for joining us on this fascinating deep dive into the world of AI and kindergarten teachers.
It's been my pleasure.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and who knows, maybe you'll be teaching with the help of AI someday too.
It's really exciting to think about.
It really makes you wonder what the classroom of the future will look like, doesn't it?
It does. And that brings us to our final thought for you, dear listener. If AI can empower even kindergarten teachers, what other unexpected areas of our lives might it impact in the future?
It's a question worth thinking about for sure, and one we'll definitely be revisiting as AI continues to evolve. Thanks for joining us on this fascinating deep dive into the world of AI and kindergarten teachers.
It's been my pleasure.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and who knows, maybe you'll be teaching with the help of AI someday too.
Yeah.
It's something to think about for sure, and as AI keeps changing, who knows what will happen. But yeah, I think the biggest takeaway from all this is that we're really just at the beginning, you know?
Yeah.
This study, it opens up a whole bunch of questions about where education's headed. How is AI going to keep shaping the way we teach and learn? What new stuff's going to come up? What new challenges?
Makes you wonder what the classroom of the future is really going to look like, doesn't it?
It really does. And that's actually our final thought for you today, listener. If AI can do this much for kindergarten teachers, I mean, wow, what other parts of our lives that we don't even expect could AI change in the future? It's a really interesting question.
It is something to think about, that's for sure. And it's something we'll probably keep coming back to as AI keeps developing. Thanks for joining us, everyone, on this deep dive into AI and kindergarten teachers. It was a good one.
It was great to be here.
And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and hey, you never know, maybe you'll be teaching with the help of AI someday, too.